Yeah, well, you can ask the questions, but it seems more and more these days that the people that are supposed to answer them don't care, and just shut up and keep paying your taxes. We've got this handled, and we'll take care of it the way we see fit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of guy to really accept those answers, but again, there's this, and I think we've had this discussion before, there's this thing called municipal immunity, and municipal immunity means that you can't sue the county, you can't sue the state, you can't sue the feds, but you can sue the guy that owns the hydro, at least until he declares bankruptcy, which you know is coming. He's already put all the entities on notice that he plans on shutting that thing down. And, he didn't maintain it anyway. I don't know who's going to pay those bills, but Consumers Energy is the one that got it running again. And they brought in the private contractors that built it and were, knowledgeable in maintaining it, and that's how they got it back running. But, what are we going to do? We're going to take eminent domain and, nationalize the thing and take it and keep it running because we need that 40% capacity, I don't know. I don't know those answers, but, that's sort of the problem with elected officials is, they're more concerned with getting reelected than they are with doing the job while they're in office, so. Some of the guys at the county are pretty conscientious, and a few people at the DNR, I think, are conscientious, but right now, the DNR's got such an absolutely horrible, horrible reputation on all fronts. The dams, the wildlife management, the conservation efforts. It's just, I'm really looking forward to a new governor just gutting the DNR and starting